Hi, folks, and thank you for listening to the SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlund, the editor on the site. With the economy as it is, customer retention is ever more important, and delivering a perfect order is paramount. On that note, we'll be speaking with Ray Wang, who is a partner at Altimeter Group. Ray says the key to delivering a perfect order is to break down the functional fiefdoms, which maintain control over each part of order fulfillment. Instead, organizations should view order fulfillment as a continuous process. He'll share advice and his 20 steps to aligning technology to meet this goal. Hi, Ray. Thanks for joining us today.
Courtney, how are you doing?
Great. So let's start by defining the perfect order.
Well, we're looking at getting the right item and the service to the right place, the right time, and at the right price. And there's a total of 20 other steps, really in the eyes of a stakeholder, which could be a customer, supplier, partner, or even employee. We're meeting their expectations, and these cut across all channels and include things like services, for example, delivery and installation. So you're moving beyond CRM, you're moving beyond ERP, and definitely moving beyond supply chain.
Very interesting. So what are some of the factors hindering organizations from delivering the perfect order?
Well, this is a combination of factors. You're looking at process change, you're looking at technology, you're looking at transformation within an organization. So let's start with battling down functional fiefdoms. And what do we mean by that? Well, very few organizations can organize by process. And most people have an e-commerce team or shipping team, a call center team, whatever, accounting. But they aren't being measured by things like order completion rates across the board or other key performance indices that are perfect order-centric. So they end up competing against each other instead of working towards a common goal. For example, people that are trying to keep really efficient supply chains leave very few items in stock. But what that means is when you're trying to show a customer all the products that you have available, it looks like you've got nothing available because one team is optimizing for their metrics and the other team is optimizing for theirs. Or if you get tons of stuff that's being offered on a website, it means your supply chains are very inefficient. So how do you strike that perfect balance? The other thing is incomplete technology systems. You got a hodgepodge of order management systems. People have things by channel, they have fulfillment systems, warehousing systems. And so in a small company, you could see like 10 to 15 different systems trying to work with each other. And in a larger company, you've got 45 to 60 of them all trying to do the same thing, but incomplete in delivering an end-to-end perfect order. And then, of course, there's funding. You know, let's face it, most companies are facing shrinking budgets. These programs are often relegated to IT projects without real business sponsorship. So it means you got a bunch of piecemeal projects that aren't working very well trying to get to this future state. And then, of course, you got to have change management. You got to invest in the training to help teams see the value of a perfect order, how you can work with each other, and really why what they do matters to really delighting a customer at the end of the day.
Right. So this process-oriented view of order fulfillment is really key. And you've come up with 20 steps to delivering the perfect order that demand organizations take a process-oriented view. This sounds like a costly and it could be a difficult project. Is this true? And how can organizations justify it right now?
Well, investments in achieving a perfect order, I mean, this is core to the business. It's at the heart of what every organization is about, you know, delighting a customer, giving them what they want. And I've been looking at this since early 2000, and it's been a piecemeal process. I mean, the CRM guys would go out there, wave their hands and say, oh, it's all about order capture. The supply chain teams would come back and say, it's about executing the order. And the ERP guys would be like, well, you know, you've got to make sure everything's complete and you're capturing that information. But, you know, these things are about delivering a unique customer experience. It's more than just having an agile system or process optimization. I mean, this is about being able to handle new business models that come up or changes in terms of how people work and what new technologies pop up and what stakeholder requirements come at. So the companies who can deliver these new experiences are going to have a competitive advantage. I mean, there are pharmacies right now and large retail chains that are trying to figure out how you can pick up stuff and have things delivered to your house or delivered to you on your way home, right? And that's a new concept of a perfect order. And those who can do that and be successful at it are going to find themselves in a very unique position. So you've got to invest, and it is definitely going to be costly, but this is the core part of your business.
Right. And one of the other things you mentioned on the IT note is that some of these companies really have a hodgepodge of order management systems. You know, determining how well aligned a company is with your steps can help to consolidate these applications. Why? And can you give us some examples?
Yeah, definitely. So at a high level, there's a perfect order index that can be used. And this is really to see how well your order processes are supporting things like multiple selling channels, fulfillment scenarios that move across the order process. But job one has to be stakeholder satisfaction, right? The happier, the better. Then, of course, you've got areas that are looking at opportunity to order capture. And this is, you know, did you capture an order well? Was it accurate? Did you get it right the first time in terms of all the information the customer wanted? Then, of course, there are things that happen in order capture to order fulfillment. And these are the processes that get your order delivered to you. And so you're looking at how quickly an order has been processed on time. And then, of course, the third piece is really looking at order fulfillment to order completion. And it's about getting the order right the first time and being delivered in a way that a customer is going to be happy. And then, of course, there's order completion, order settlement, where you're looking at, you know, how quickly were invoices issued and being paid on time. And then, of course, you're looking at some optional metrics that look like, you know, maybe you're going to do something like carbon footprint or something that's social responsible to a customer. So when you look at this and you measure against these steps, you can start thinking about, do I really need 15 different order fulfillment applications? And how come they're all really different? So what can I do to kind of streamline this? And you start looking at these metrics and you see how you're doing and you compare them against, you know, other companies, you realize that, oh, wow, you know, having 15 of these doing 15 different things isn't going to work. So I need to figure, how do I consolidate order fulfillment to order completion, keep some common systems, and start looking at it as some opportunities. Or you might have a problem somewhere else, which is really, you know, you got a lot of dropped orders. Well, when you have a lot of dropped orders, well, something's happening in order capture. It means that you're not providing the right set of offers, or customers look and realize that things aren't available, so you can't do things like availability to promise. And so you go back there and you figure out, okay, what's wrong there? And you can kind of use these metrics as a way to help you consolidate applications.
Great. And what are some of the savings associated with consolidation?
Oh, if you can reduce, and we talked about having anywhere from 45 to 60 different order management systems, I mean, just right there, trying to maintain them, trying to make a change. Every time you introduce a new product, think of how many products, applications you've got to configure and test. I mean, just that alone, I mean, is reason to do consolidation.
And how can IT help with delivering on the perfect order? Where should they start, and who should sponsor this?
This has to be a business project. It's got to be at the executive level. You're going to take a KPI, and you're going to work towards it. You go backwards, you map the processes, you find the right people, and get to a target team. And as with most projects today, IT plays a big role in highlighting what systems deliver what processes and how you get that to that future end state. But businesses have to drive the initiative, and they've got to own the transformation of the teams. And so this has to happen at an executive level, like all these projects. But once again, I mean, these are projects that cut across these functional fiefdoms, these departments that aren't used to working with each other. So, I mean, this has to happen at the highest levels.
Right. And can you give us some examples of processes within order fulfillment that organizations should kind of look at first? What are some of the processes that are giving them the most trouble today?
Multi-channel is one of the big ones. I place an order online. I want to return it in-store, and I call a call center to check the status. People have a tough time trying to deal with multi-channel, so that's one of the big ones. Another one is like returns. Right, as I kind of explained, you know, where do the returns go? How do you handle that? Do you know where the inventory is? How do you keep returns down? And then, of course, warranty claims. Right? Are you eligible? Are you even eligible? Is that a fake? I mean, do they even buy it from us? I mean, all these kind of questions pop up, and it really highlights how fragmented the systems are when you can't do something like this.
And Ray, can you give us a quick rundown of your 20 steps to perfect order fulfillment?
All right. Off the top of my head, I guess, it's being able to take an order across a whole bunch of different channels to a whole bunch of different stakeholders, making sure they have the same experience or brand experience that's out there, and starting by selecting the right service or product that you want to buy, and thinking about things such as, is it the right configuration? Did I get the right quality levels? Did I get, you know, the right pricing given who I am and what my loyalty factors are? Is it coming from the right suppliers that I might want? Maybe I want things that are socially responsible, or I want a certain content that has been recyclable materials. And then thinking about how it's delivered to me or put installed in the right period of time to the right address or location, and thinking about the packaging. Maybe I want it in bulk. Maybe I want it in single use. And then making sure I've got any kind of legal or regulatory documentation. And sometimes I want it repeat order, so making sure I get the right frequency and making sure I get the right invoice or order and allowing me to return it in any way I've purchased it, either in person or by mail. And then, of course, helping me with warranties and claims if there are any defects, and helping me with service contracts that address anything around repairs, and of course, to quickly and effectively bill and collect.
Well, thank you so much. That's some great advice for our listeners.
No problem. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the SearchSAP.com podcast. Please continue to turn to SearchSAP.com for all your SAP needs.